Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As I continue to look for more ways to fulfill my pledge to provide the information you need to make informed choices about your health and wellness, I've developed a simple way for you to access curated supplement protocols previously available only to patients in my private practice. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. There you'll find easy-to-follow links to not only the best individual products, but also to my brand new Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Supplement Protocols that combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals, whether it be heart health, immune support, and much more. It's the easiest way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need in order to follow the Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle, and for a limited time, you'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.
Welcome to Layla Weighs In. That's me, Layla Mutin, MSRD, CDN. I'm a nutritionist here in New York. I work with Dr. Ronald Hoffman. I also maintain a private practice. If you'd like to make an appointment with me, call the office, 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. Thank you for joining me here on Intelligent Medicine. If you would like to contact me with a question, topic of interest, you can email to radioprogram@AOL.com. That's radioprogram@AOL.com. I always welcome your questions and topics of interest. So let me dive right in. I've got a question here from Patricia. And Patricia, this is the way to ask me a question. You ask, how do I ask Layla a question? You emailed radioprogram@AOL.com, and that's the way to get me. So here's your question. How much vitamin A should I take? 5,000 IU or 1,500 micrograms? Is it enough? Is it too much? How do I know? Well, you don't necessarily want to take vitamin A separately. For example, in our alpha-base formulation, which you'll find at FullScript, if you go to drhoffman.com and click on the store and you go browse, you know, you sign up and you could purchase any supplements there. The alpha-base capsules, these are a multi without any iron in them, has about 7,500 IU of vitamin A. And when you're taking a separate formulation, you want mixed carotenoids. Beta carotene will also be in a multi, and that beta carotene will convert to vitamin A. There are also potent food sources of vitamin A, like liver, other organ meats, butter. Good sources of vitamin A right there. And in taking something more potent, again, the alpha base multi has about 7,500 IU. I don't like to go above 10,000 IU. Of vitamin A, not long-term, okay? Vitamin A is very, very important for immunity, for skin health, among other things. I remember back in the day when I worked with Dr. Atkins, besides taking, you know, how Dr. Hoffman and I would recommend to anybody who felt like they were coming down with a cold, to take high amounts of vitamin D for 3 consecutive days. That's cholecalciferol, that's vitamin D3, about 40 to 50,000 IU for 3 days in a row. And back in the day with Dr. Atkins, I remember that the thing to do then for a cold, if you felt like you were coming down with a bad cold, was to take approximately that amount of vitamin A for 2 days in a row. You want to be careful with too much vitamin A. It can eventually harm the liver. So if there's any indication of liver compromise on your blood tests, if you have elevated liver function tests, you want to be careful the amount of vitamin A you're taking. And make sure, there are some multis out there that have too much vitamin A, in my opinion. The amount in alpha base is pretty good. Now, to compare it with another supplement, just to give you the example I did of when you feel like you're coming down with a cold or you have a cold or a flu or something like that, the supplement Viracid, which you will also find on Fullscript, Viracid has as much as, 15,000 IU of vitamin A. Now, that 15,000 IU is a higher dose, obviously. It's double that in a multi. But this dose is meant to be taken when you're ill and for not more than a few weeks. And that's about it. So the amount of vitamin A in a typical multi, Patricia, you know, it could be 5,000, it could be 7,500. I don't like to go over 10,000 long term. And even if you do already happen to have a multi that's formulated to have 10,000 or more, what I say to you is take that multi every other day or something like that, so you're breaking it up. But vitamin A is very, very important in our immune function. Let's see here. Vitamin A, what it does, it helps with immune function, skin, eyes, essential cell growth and development. As I said, it's in liver. It's also in orange or green vegetables. We're talking about the beta carotene, some fruits. It's in eggs. And symptoms and problems of a deficiency of vitamin A is weakened immune function, zinc deficiency, fat malabsorption, and night blindness. If you have night blindness, driving at night. Now, the fat malabsorption, you know, vitamin A is a fat-soluble vitamin. So if there is any indication of inflammatory bowel disease or anything like that, you may want to have those levels checked to make sure that you're not deficient in vitamin A. Very, very important vitamin. I hope that answers your question, Patricia. Thank you. And I've got another question here from John. Hi, Layla. I just love listening to your podcast. Thank you. And thank you for listening. And for all of you that do, thank you. John asks, do you recommend the consumption of black seed oil? That's also known as black cumin seed oil, by the way. If the answer is yes, 1 tablespoon a day? Looking forward to your answer. Thank you, John. And there are a lot of benefits, and it is in our category of favorites on Fullscript as well, black cumin seed oil. And there are many, many scientific peer-reviewed articles, as much as 630, that have been published about black seed oil, also known as black cumin seed oil. There are virtually no side effects. And let's talk about what it's good for. Black seed oil is made from the seeds of black cumin. That's Nigella sativa. It's a plant which belongs to the ranunculus family. The black cumin plant is native to southwestern Asia, the Mediterranean, and Africa. It's been grown for centuries for its aromatic and flavorful seeds that can be used as a spice or as an herbal medicine. As such, black seed oil is also commonly called black cumin seed oil. Quite possibly the most promising research that's been done connecting Nigella sativa is to multi-drug resistant bacteria. This is a big deal because these superbugs are becoming a significant public health risk. And according to the National Institutes of Health, between 5 to 10% of all hospital patients develop an infection from superbugs. More than 90,000 of these patients die every year, up from 13,000 patient deaths in 1992. People infected with these superbugs typically have longer hospital stays, require more complicated treatment, and don't recover as well. Strains of bacteria and viruses that are antimicrobial resistant, they're becoming virtually impossible to treat, including tuberculosis, flu, gonorrhea, resistant forms of candida, malaria, staph viruses, or staph bacteria. Okay. A study conducted by Jawaharlal Nehru Medical College researchers set out to determine just how potent black seed oil against some of these superbugs, and paired it against several antibiotics like amoxicillin, tetracycline. And according to the study, out of 144 strains tested, most of which were resistant to a number of antibiotics, 97 were inhibited by the oil of black cumin. This is very, very important. By the way, I'm bringing you this information from Dr. Axe's website, wonderful website. So next to oregano oil, which we know is a potent natural antibiotic, few things can actually boast this type of potency to microbes. So the key to understanding why black seed oils benefit the body in this way is because it's rich in three key natural chemicals: thymoquinone, that's TQ, thymohydroquinone, that's THQ, and thymol. These are the active ingredients, these phytochemicals. In an effort to offer a solution to the growing antifungal resistant problem people have with yeasts and molds, a recent study was conducted with the purpose of determining if Nigella sativa seed oil, black cumin seed oil, could help as a natural remedy. Published in the Egyptian Journal of Biochemistry and Molecular Biology, scientists tested thymol, TQ, and THQ against 30 human pathogens and were surprised to discover that each compound showed 100% inhibition for the 30 pathogens evaluated. Thymoquinone, TQ, was the best antifungal compound against all the tested dermatophytes and yeasts, followed by THQ, thymohydroquinone, and thymol. Thymol was the best antifungal against molds, followed by TQ and THQ. What this study tells us, according to Dr. Axe, is that Nigella sativa oil carries a very unique chemical constituency that is not only effective individually, but more importantly, also collectively. Essentially, proving that fungus and molds cannot exist in the presence of these phytochemicals. It is no wonder why researchers are seeking to solve the superbug problem with black seed oil. Thymoquinone, TQ, an active ingredient in black seeds. Researchers have actively been investigating this since the 1960s. It's well known for its antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, anti-cancer properties, and have been reported to help with encephalomyelitis, diabetes, asthma, and carcinogenesis. On top of naturally fighting inflammation, TQ, quinone, acts as a free radical or an effective superoxide radical scavenger, in addition to preserving antioxidant enzymes glutathione peroxidase and glutathione S transferase. Both glutathione peroxidase and S transferase are heralded for being major detoxifiers and greatly aid in cellular antioxidant defense systems because they protect the liver from toxins. Thymohydroquinone, THQ, akin to TQ, Thymohydroquinone is one of the most potent natural acetylcholinesterase inhibitors on the planet. ACHE inhibitors are chemicals that stop enzyme activity, which increases the amount of time and the amount of neurotransmitter acetylcholine remains active in the brain. So to give you an idea of their usefulness, pharmaceutical-grade acetylcholinesterase inhibitors are used medicinally to treat a wide range of conditions, including apathy. Feeling apathetic? Take some THQ. Take some black cumin seed oil. Other range of more conditions that pharmaceutical-grade acetylcholinesterase inhibitors are used medicinally for: Alzheimer's disease, autism, glaucoma, dementia, myasthenia gravis, neurodegenerative conditions. Let me name some, like Parkinson's, ALS, that's Lou Gehrig's disease, postural tachycardia syndrome, schizophrenia. Considering that the pharmaceutical approach to these diseases comes at a great cost to the patient, it offers much hope to literally millions to learn that safe plant-based solutions are a viable alternative. Thymol, the active ingredient that gives thyme essential oil its medicinal properties. You're using thyme in your cooking, right? Use it, and it's delicious. Thymol is a natural monoterpene that holds a number of useful qualities. For example, it's commonly used as a tuberculoside and virucides to kill TB and various viruses. It is used as a medical and general purpose disinfectant. It is a rapidly degrading, non-persisting pesticide. That's terrific, because even the pesticides that have been outlawed since the 1970s still linger in the environment. You know, they've even checked placentas of women who have given birth, and these particular pesticides are still present because they're present in the environment. They collect in our bodies and they stay. They take up residence in our organs, muscle, bone, even heavy metals like mercury and lead and arsenic. Anyway, so according to the Environmental Protection Agency, thymol is among those pesticides for which EPA believes a broadly reduced set of generic data requirements is appropriate for re-registration. The agency therefore has waived most generic data requirements for thymol, with the exception of studies that are considered essential, including additional information about chemical purity and product chemistry studies. So, what are the top 7 black seed oil benefits? Of the many ways that this oil benefits the body, the 6 that stick out in the scientific literature tout its ability as a natural remedy to help prevent cancer, diabetes, obesity, hair loss, skin disorders, and infections like MRSA, multi-resistant staph aureus. So number 1, cancer. Scientists in Croatia evaluated the anti-tumor activity of thymoquinone and thymohydroquinone in mice and discovered that the 2 phytochemicals in black seed oil resulted in 52% decrease in tumor cells. This is why Dr. Hoffman and I often like to prescribe this black cumin seed oil in our cancer patients. Being rich in both chemicals, black seeds are unique in that they help prevent and treat cancer through a variety of mechanisms. Anti-proliferation, apoptosis induction, that's cell death induction. Don't forget, cancer cells, they don't die. They've been transformed and have become immortal. You want programmed cell death in our cells. That's the natural turnover of cells. Cell cycle arrest, reactive oxygen species generation, anti-metastasis, anti-angiogenesis. According to a study, the anti-tumor effects of thymoquinone have also been investigated in tumor xenograft mice models for colon, prostate, pancreatic, and lung cancer. And the combination of thymoquinone and conventional chemotherapeutic drugs could produce greater therapeutic effect, as well as reduce the toxicity of chemotherapeutic drugs. Number two, liver health. The liver is one of the most important organs in the body, as we know. Every toxin practically gets processed through the liver, and bile from the liver is the key to digesting fats and keeping us healthy. And for those that have struggled with poor liver function due to medication, side effects, or alcohol consumption or disease, black seed oil could greatly speed the healing process. In a recent study, scientists discovered that black seed oil benefits the function of the liver and helps prevent both damage and disease. Number three, diabetes. Explained in a recent article published by the Journal of Endocrinology and Metabolism, researchers from the Indian Council of Medical Research highlight that black seed oil causes gradual partial regeneration of pancreatic beta cells. Wow! Increases the lowered serum insulin concentration and decreases the elevated serum glucose. This is profound because Nigella sativa is one of the few substances on the planet that is suggested to help prevent both type 1 and type 2 diabetes. Black seed improves glucose tolerance as efficiently as metformin. Must add this to the roster for our patients with diabetes, pre-diabetes, type 1 diabetes. And it has not shown significant adverse effects and is very low toxicity. This is huge because metformin, one of the most commonly prescribed type 2 diabetes drugs, can cause a wide slew of side effects, including diarrhea, bloating, maybe some indigestion, maybe some headache, a metallic taste in the mouth. It can lower B12 in the body. Let's talk about black seed oil for weight loss. The Journal of Diabetes and Metabolic Disorders published a study systematically reviewing the literature for plants that have anti-obesity properties and discovered that black seed oil was among the most effective natural remedies. Not traditionally believed to treat obesity, Nigella sativa is a wonderful anti-inflammatory agent that's known to help people lose weight in the same way that it helps diabetics. Specifically, by decreasing these weight gain triggers, black seed oil has helped millions shed excess weight. Better glucose absorption in the intestine, that way making overall healthier blood glucose levels, liver gluconeogenesis. Black seed oil benefits hair. Probably one of the most unique black seed oil benefits is in its uncanny ability to help restore hair loss. So, the antioxidant, antimicrobial properties may have something to do with this. Skin. Produced in the retina of the eye, choroid, and epidermis, melanin are pigments that protect the skin from damage. Now, melanin is the main chemical responsible for giving our eyes and skin their individual color. Known to promote and inhibit melanogenesis, which is melanin production, Black seed oil benefits on the skin and other cells can be profoundly healing. A study conducted by Iranian researchers, Nigella sativa was found as effective as the skin cream betamethasone in improving quality of life and decreasing severity of hand eczema. When you consider that black seed oil has virtually no side effects, the benefits of Nigella, in fact, far exceed medical intervention. And finally, black seed oil is very beneficial for infections like MRSA. Of all the superbugs that black seed oil can kill, methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, MRSA, is one of the most important. It's plaguing hospitals and nursing homes across the globe because ordinary staph infections are now becoming resistant to generic antibiotics. And the elderly population is especially at risk because it's associated with invasive procedures like surgeries, intravenous tubing, artificial joints. And primarily due to weakened immunity, the growing population of senior citizens has made MRSA a global public health risk. So, thankfully, one of the strongest black seed oil benefits may help. Pakistan scientists took several strains of MRSA and discovered that each one was sensitive to Nigella sativa, proving that black seed oil can help slow down MRSA and stop it from spreading out of control. John, I thank you for your question. I would say a tablespoon may be too much. It's generally a teaspoon, and most formulations come in the form of soft gels. So I thank you for sending me your question. The destination for questions is radioprogram@AOL.com. And I thank you once again for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In here on Intelligent Medicine. This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.